Hello and welcome. This is Opening the Peaceful Heart, A Call for Love. It is May 1st, 2016. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm very glad you're here. Kathy Henry is traveling. She's on the road with our youngest son this week. They are driving back from Iowa together through storms as I speak to you. Kathy asked me to pass on her greetings and her love to all of you. Kathy wrote the meditation that we'll connect with during our time together today. Please know right now that you are all muted, and I invite you to sit down, to get quiet, wherever you are, just for the next 15 minutes. The intention of this circle is that we come together to hold a space for peace, for joy, for light. We come together to turn the tide of hatred, violence, anxiety, ignorance in the world. We come together because love always conquers fear. And the light always, always overcomes the darkness. First, let's open our circle. Just bring your attention to center. And when I say that, I mean allow your breath to be directed now into that heart space, your fourth chakra, right in the middle of your chest, where your open, peaceful heart resides. And just breathe into that space, bringing yourself to center. Loving source of light and life, we are drawn into this space at this time for so many reasons. We come from so many places, and we have so much in our hearts. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And I'm going to just teach as I'm guided for just a couple minutes, maybe 3 minutes. And then we'll drop into a meditation that has a few minutes of silence at its heart. There is sometimes that, well, it's a mistaken belief, I guess, that if we are advocates for peace, if we're advocates for truth, for growth, for light, that we have to throw ourselves out into the thick of everything. That in the service of what we believe or the kinds of lives we want to build for ourselves, we must be completely exposed. We have to sacrifice. We get rubbed raw by the noise, the friction, the conflict in the world, that we're meant to be right in there fighting until our energy's exhausted and we're broken. And that is a mistaken belief. When we don't honor our vulnerabilities, our boundaries, when we don't use the tools of discernment, moderation, wisdom that we're given from spirit, it's hard to be a bringer of light, a carrier of peace in the world. So I would guide us instead to let peace and love begin in our own hearts, to wage a quiet campaign of truth, of love, to start by acknowledging the divine flame that's lit in your heart that will never go out, and to honor what you need to be whole, to be well, to be at peace. I hear a lot from people who are feeling emotionally overwhelmed, who are feeling energetically battered by everything that's happening in the world right now. And the way to make change, the way to be heard, the way to live your spiritual path as well as to change the world, is to take shelter when you need to. Recover when you are overwhelmed. Honor the divine within you in everything you do, even the smallest things. When you're at peace with yourself, when you have a clear connection to spirit and a knowledge of the tools you bring to the path, then it's time to step out, to make a noise if you're guided to speak and teach and make change exactly as you're guided to do. Your beautiful light, your path in this world will be so much brighter if you care for yourself and if you're gentle with your energy as you move forward. Now, the guided meditation that Kathy created for us today is called The Sheltered Path. And as we move into this meditation, just please be sure that you're sitting comfortably. Just go ahead and breathe in and let it go when you're ready. And as we move together here, be sure that you're just breathing in the way that feels best to you. Be comfortable. Be easy in your body and in your breathing. And if it feels safe to you right now, close your eyes. Allow your breath to deepen your relaxation, to ease any strain that you may be holding in the physical body, to invite release of any stress you hold right now. And as you breathe, imagine yourself walking through an open field. The sun is setting. And the stalks of grain that are around you start to sway, and you feel a few drops of rain begin. Slowly at first, but then that rain comes stronger and faster. There's a forest running along the edge of the field, and you move quickly toward it, but the trees are close together, and you don't immediately see a way in. The setting sun shines through the rain, and you can just pick out an opening in the densely wooded forest. Pick up your pace and hurry toward that opening, toward that welcoming light. And you step in, expecting just a small space where maybe you could wait out the storm, but instead you find this is the opening to a long path into the woods. It welcomes you in. And before you stretches a sheltered path. The trees meet above you here, and it creates a leafy cover that blocks out the pouring rain. Your way is safe here with the shelter of the trees above. You can still hear the rain, the wind, but it's no longer the focus of your attention. Instead, you can focus on the path, on the journey ahead. And as you walk along, you notice a small white flower peeping out from under a leaf. And then you notice another and another. And soon you realize the forest floor is carpeted in these snowy blossoms. And you stop for a moment just to drink in the magical beauty, the peacefulness of this, even as the storm continues beyond. As you keep walking, you notice more and more little treasures around you. A family of birds, cozy in their nest. A frog happily hopping through the damp greenery. Everything you see has always been there, unnoticed. And now you take joy in truly seeing it. It's getting darker, and the storm is quieting. A full moon brings its light through the trees as that darkness wraps you like a soft blanket. You're not afraid. The night is warm, and you give thanks for being led to this sheltered path. You can see the opening at the end of the forest. There's a large tree stump at the end of the path. And as you come to it, you sit down to rest and marvel at the moonlight as it plays across the wet field ahead. And then you look up and realize that thousands of stars have come out. You can see the constellations and then see layer upon layer of twinkling starlight. You open your hands to the stars and welcome the light inside. You feel the beauty of the night move through your body, down your spine, and into the old tree stump, into the roots still grounded in the earth. Let's take 2 minutes of silence to breathe into the peaceful heart, to welcome that light inside, to experience the beauty of our sheltered path. 2 minutes. Welcome the light inside. Light that opens you, clears a space for learning and for love. Love that lifts you and tenderly holds you. Light that heals in you and heals through you. As you begin to bring your attention back into the circle we share, I ask you to imagine that you can send a little bit of light around the circle, that all who are open to it, whenever they are listening, may now receive a little bit of light, of love, of support from everyone else in this circle. Send out that little bit of light right now. And giving thanks for what we have received, we can bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and help us remember that we are always free to seek the sheltered path and to be open to the light within. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Within the next 24 hours, you'll receive an email with a link to this recording. You can also always access recordings at openpeacefulheart.com. karenhoffman.com. If you have feedback or comments, let me know. You can reach me, karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the reminder emails and it'll get to us. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. And I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. Until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace. Goodbye, everybody.